Let's read together Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 through 40. Now in this last section of Hebrews chapter 11, we have more heroes of faith that are presented as models and examples of what it means to live by faith. Let's begin by reading verses 29 through 32. By faith, they, that is the children of Israel, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. Let's begin our study this morning by taking some background notes. Faith does not say seeing is believing, but rather faith says believing is seeing. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith does not create reality, and it does not believe in what is unreal. No, faith believes only in what is real, but everything that is real is not seen by the natural eye, including the promises of God. But the eye of faith sees these realities. What the heart of faith believes, the eye of faith sees. Believing is seeing. But how do we know that what we're believing is really real, including the promises of God? How do we know that there really is substance to the things hoped for? How can we say that faith is the evidence of realities we can't see? Answer, because God told us and we believe it. That's the key. That's what biblical faith is all about. Saving faith and living by faith consists of believing what God has said and revealed and acting on it and basing our lives on it. The heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 not only believed in the one true God, but they believed that what he had revealed to them through his word was true, and they acted on it. They based their lives and destinies on it. This is the kind of faith that pleases God. Now, in our doctrinal points, we'll look at the models of faith in the verses before us. We have 5 doctrinal points. So, doctrinal or teaching point number 1, believers should follow the faith of the children of Israel. Believers should follow the faith of the children of Israel. Verses 29 and 30. Now, the children of Israel were not giants of faith, that's for sure. In fact, it was unbelief that kept them out of the land. But here in Hebrews chapter 11, we see that God chose 2 events in the life of the children of Israel where they did exhibit faith. The crossing of the Red Sea, verse 29, and the encircling of Jericho, verse 30. Now, the crossing of the Red Sea should be very encouraging to us, because when you read the account in Exodus chapter 14, it is not obvious that the children of Israel showed a lot of faith. But when the sea parted, they trusted the Lord and crossed over. Notice from verse 29 that the Egyptians also entered the sea, but not by faith. Their eyes were not on the Lord, and they drowned. Interesting, isn't it? The same action. Both groups entered the sea. But in one case, it was evidence of faith, and in the other case, it was the works of the flesh. Quite a difference. The children of Israel exhibited great faith when they followed the Lord's directions and marched around Jericho once a day for 6 days and 7 times on the 7th day. And right up until the last minute, there was no evidence, not even a crack in the wall, no evidence that the wall would fall. But they did not quit, and they shouted in faith, and the wall fell down. God said it, they believed it. That's living by faith. Believers should follow the faith of the children of Israel. Doctrinal point number 2. Believers should follow the faith of Rahab. Believers should follow the faith of Rahab. Verse 31. Rahab did not have the Jewish law of God because she was a Gentile prostitute, but she believed what she knew about the one true God of Israel, and God honored that faith. Notice that the scripture does not say that by faith Rahab lied. The Bible nowhere condones Rahab's lie. Rahab is commended for her act of receiving the Jewish spies in peace, which was evidence of her faith. It was a true and genuine faith, and God honored it. Believers should follow the faith of Rahab. Doctrine point number 3. Believers should follow the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah. Believers should follow the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah. The beginning of verse 32. These men of faith were all judges, but when you look at their records, you wonder why God chose these judges for Hebrews chapter 11. Why not judges like Othniel and Ehud and Deborah, which seem to have exhibited more faith? After all, Gideon had a weak faith. He set out a fleece rather than take God at his word, Judges chapter 6. Barak needed the stronger faith of Deborah to motivate him, Judges chapter 4. Samson surely wasn't a model of godliness. Read Judges 14 through 16. And it seems like Jephthah tried to bribe God with his promise of a sacrifice in return for victory over the Ammonites, Judges chapter 11. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged by this. These judges may not have had the strongest faith, but it was a genuine faith, and God honored it. Let me ask you, did you ever feel that you had a weak faith? Well, be encouraged. Think of the judges mentioned here in Hebrews 11:32. Believers should follow the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah. And doctrinal point number 4, believers should follow the faith of David, Samuel, and the prophets. Believers should follow the faith of David, Samuel, and the prophets. The end of verse 32. Think of the faith of David, who is called a man after God's own heart. Now, as we know, David did not walk by faith in all of his actions. He even committed adultery and murder. But God saw the evidence of David's faith throughout his life. Think of the faith that David exhibited when he fought the giant Goliath, for example. Against all human odds, he defeated the champion of the Philistines with only a slingshot. Think of the faith of Samuel, the last judge and the first prophet in Israel. Remember, even as a young boy, Samuel believed the word of the Lord and lived by it. You know, it was the faith of Samuel that was a major factor in bringing the whole nation of Israel back to the Lord following the dark days of the judges. And then think of the faith of the prophets. Think of Jeremiah, for example, often called the weeping prophet or the lonely prophet. Jeremiah preached more than 40 years of opposition, beatings, and imprisonment. No one ever thanked Jeremiah for his nice sermon. But Jeremiah endured and remained faithful. Believers should follow the faith of David, Samuel, and the prophets. And finally, doctrinal point number 5. Believers should follow the faith of the unnamed heroes of Hebrews chapter 11. Believers should follow the faith of the unnamed heroes of Hebrews chapter 11. In verses 33 through 40, we have a number of unnamed heroes of faith. Some are easy to recognize and some are not. Let's read these verses. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. The unnamed heroes in these verses cover the rest of Old Testament history, including, it seems, the intertestamental period. Many of these heroes of faith are easily recognized. We certainly see Daniel in verse 33, who through faith stopped the mouths of lions. Wait a minute. I thought it was God who shut the lions' mouths. Yes, it was. But it was in response to Daniel's faith. We see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in verse 34. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were Daniel's three friends that were thrown into the fiery furnace. By faith, they quenched the violence of fire. Only the ropes that bound them were burned. Once again, God's power in response to their faith. Notice that in verse 34, by faith, some escaped the edge of the sword, while in verse 37, some of the faithful were slain by the sword. Faith was not determined by whether they lived or died. It was determined by whether they believed God and acted on what he said and what he had revealed. In verse 35, we read about the women who received their dead raised to life again. In 1 Kings 17 and in 2 Kings 4, we read about the faith of Elijah and Elisha and the dead sons who were miraculously resuscitated. But notice here in Hebrews chapter 11, it is in response to the mother's faith. In verse 37, we read that they were sawn in two. Tradition says that Isaiah was placed in a hollow log by wicked King Manasseh of Judah and cut in half. All these heroes of faith, we read, they did not receive the promise. Verse 39. That is the promise of the kingdom to come here on this earth. But they will receive the promise in the future. And so will we, who are part of the church, the body of Christ, which is an even better position, as we see in verse 40. Both Old Testament saints and New Testament saints will be perfected. That is, have resurrected sinless bodies in the future kingdom of Christ. And in that future kingdom of Christ on earth, there will be rewards for having lived by faith in this lifetime. Believers should follow the faith of the unnamed heroes of Hebrews chapter 11. Now, briefly, a practical application. Would you have been selected for Hebrews chapter 11? Would you have been selected for Hebrews chapter 11? Suppose you had lived in Old Testament times, and you were living as a believer then, just as you're living now. Would you have been selected for Hebrews chapter 11? I mean, what event in your life would God see as evidence that you believed what he said and acted on it? Are you living by faith? Would you have been selected for Hebrews chapter 11?